Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Nick Sasky. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Power. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ted Power. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Terry Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jamie Moyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Larkin moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Larkin moves to third. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Mumphrey moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. Mumphrey moves to third. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Esther reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston strikes out. Two outs. Mike Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to third. Parker moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jamie Moyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moyer moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sasky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Sasky reaches second base with a double. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-1 in the game. Ester hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston strikes out. Two outs. Mike Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to second. Mike Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Jamie Moyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moyer takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to third. Martin moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Mumphrey reaches third base with a triple. Francona scores. Martin scores. Moyer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Esther settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Parker moves to third. Davis moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Nick Sasky now playing first base. Cal Daniels now playing left field. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Daniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Esther settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sasky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moyer, and towards Dunston, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-2 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Daniels moves to second. Ron Davis now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Milner pinch hits for Carl Willis. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Davis fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Diaz moves to third. Milner moves to second. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sasky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Milner scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-3 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Murphy now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Dernier pinch runs for Gary Matthews. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dernier moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Say strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Terry Francona. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey now playing left field. Bob Dernier now playing center field. Lee Smith now pitching. Keith Moreland now playing right field. Cricall Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Daniels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. Diaz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker. Spear reaches second base with a double. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Parker strikes out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.